you're basically at death's door. Do you want to try this extremely controversial experimental surgery where we're going to put a pig heart in you?
Stating that she was a prostitute and had STDs.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Nobody You Knowed, episode 8. I hope you're having a wonderful morning, night, evening, wherever you are, enjoying your day. And we have a lot to talk about today, like a lot to talk about.
Way, way too much. Like, good stuff.
It's a lot.
So a lot of let's juicy get started. Stuff.
Let's get started.
Where
let's
to go, begin, yeah. guys? Well, let's start off with Cardi B. This is the first time we actually mention her in our podcast, I believe. We don't really talk about
her. Are you sure? No, we did. We mentioned her once.
Once? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. My mistake. My bad. Alrighty. So it's been a very big week for Cardi B. Congratulations on her winning her lawsuit against Tasha K. She won this defamation lawsuit. Tasha K apparently was stating that she was a prostitute and had STDs. And Cardi B was like, I ain't having this. Mm. We're going to take this to court. 3 years fighting. Three years. Wow. And she won it. And it just goes to show, no matter how rich or how famous you are, people will always talk about you. Yep. And she said she was not gonna have it, and she won this, and we're very happy for her.
Proud of her.
It's a very big accomplishment because she's a mother now, and so it's important to show that, you know, you have to fight for yourself, no matter your age, your success. You always have to stand up for yourself. So that's good. Good for her.
It kind of makes me wonder though, like, that had to have cost a lot of money, and it's like unfortunate that we're living in a time when like a lot of people don't get the opportunity like to have the money to like defend
their character.
For her. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes. No. And on other news with Cardi B, she stated that she's going to pay the funeral expenses of the disastrous fire that happened in the Bronx, her native neighborhood. The many lost families that. Yeah. So that sad. Happened. It was very, very sad a couple months ago.
Super,
and
super sad.
She is willing to pay those funeral expenses, which is very nice because she is from the Bronx. That is her home. And so it's the least that one can do.
It's really nice.
Yeah. So and that was very nice. That was very nice. On a different note, can we talk about the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Gus, take us away.
Yeah.
No, let's just start with the excitement of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yes.
Because when you hear the headline, yes. you are like, wow.
Yeah. Yes. A couple right. days ago, the Super Bowl halftime was released.
You got Eminem.
Eminem.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
The real some shady.
And then my favorite, Mary J. Blige. What a lineup. Wow.
What a lineup.
Incredible.
Have you guys seen the commercial?
Oh, of course. I've seen it like five times.
You haven't seen it?
Oh, it's so good.
You have to see it.
Like, literally, I got chills. I almost peed a little.
Phenomenal.
It looks so good.
All right, I will.
Phenomenal.
Everything. Wow. The filmmaking, the effects.
The transition from one artist to the other.
Uh-huh. It's like,
it was
flawless. Dr. Dre is the mastermind.
Of course.
Like,
oh, wow. It was flawless. Yeah. I loved it. I don't even care who's going. I just want to see this halftime show.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Who cares about who's playing?
Oh, who cares about it?
It's about the Super
Bowl.
It's the halftime show, baby.
For saying that.
yes. But you know what I mean? It's like, I think it's one of those events where it doesn't matter who's going to play. Yeah. You're going to watch it because of the halftime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Just
exactly.
Even one of those people would be mind-blowing. But the mm-hmm. fact that they put, is it five total?
Oh, five. Yeah.
Five of them together, like, five. That's amazing.
It's going to be insane.
Super show. Super
I mean,
show.
They only have 15 minutes, so I can't wait to see what they're going to mm-hmm. do.
Right, wow. Right, right. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Insane. I mean, I cannot wait.
And yeah. They're all kind of like... Not to be an ageist, but they're all kind of like getting up there in age, which yes. is right. kind of cool to mm-hmm. see. Mm-hmm. Like, because for the last couple of years, it's been like a lot of younger
right.
Artists, talent,
yeah.
which is great. But like, mm-hmm. it's kind of cool to be like reminded. I mean, these are the people that were like huge when I was like a teenager.
They're pioneers,
so it's
kind of
fun to like. I mean, I haven't seen Dr. Dre do anything in a really ages. Long time, so
ages.
That's cool.
Long yeah. time.
Ages.
So,
and like Mary J. Blige, like, oh, isn't she gosh. In her 50s?
I believe so.
I think so. I think so. But she is my childhood.
She's iconic.
She was. I mean, she yeah. was. She. My mother was playing her all yeah, on the yeah. car rides to school. I mean, we go back, girl. Yeah, we yeah. go back. I mean, what a lineup. I mean, it's just. I think it's like really bringing the 80s and 90s like mm-hmm. vibe. I love mm-hmm. it. I love it. Yes. The energy. I love it.
And hopefully, it's gonna be a little. It's not like The Weeknd was bad last year, but I feel like it was missing that kind of. Something extra.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. yeah. It was great.
That's how we mm-hmm. felt.
That's
yeah.
how we felt about it. But no offense to The uh-huh. Weeknd. Like, he's a great
amazing
artist. He's a great
artist.
Performer. He has wonderful music. But it was, like you mentioned, it was
something.
Just something that it was, like, something
well,
was missing.
Well, his music is kind of, like, trance-like. Like, not, like, the genre itself, yeah. but, like, it's really awesome music. I love it. But it doesn't necessarily, like, always just, like, wake you up and give you
yeah.
energy.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
right.
And I remember one thing about The Weeknd show was I didn't love it that they were all wearing masks. Like,
oh,
it I'm
yeah,
not talking about
yeah.
like COVID face masks, but they were wearing like this full
like a shield
head
oh, yeah.
shield
yeah.
thing. And I just feel like because COVID had just happened, it just
yeah.
it hit too close to home. I was like, I don't want to see a bunch of people.
It just
with,
it was
like,
a reminder, a constant
on.
Reminder. Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll see what this is like.
Okay, so now let's get into the part that is
right the juicy part.
Is so. Of course, for this type of events, you need a lot of dancers.
Of course.
You need a lot of extra special things that mm-hmm. make the show, that make everything...
Come to life.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, one dancer in Instagram mm-hmm. Complained about it. So, mm-hmm. he says, they have made us work for 72 hours without getting paid, and mm-hmm. they were not offering transportation. They were not offering, like, these little things.
Mm-hmm. Like, they probably not even, like, a place to stay.
Like, yeah. so, like, no hotel, no food.
Probably no. They're probably going to find people who are in L.A., because I think
right.
it's in L.A.
It is in
right,
LA.
Right.
So,
right.
That's okay, you know, like, you don't have to give them a home. But for this type of event, you should pay them what they deserve.
Exactly.
Like, you can't,
yeah.
oh, this is the thing. They say, you're doing it for the exposure. You're doing it for...
At that level, you're mm-hmm. a professional. Exposure. Mm-hmm. You're not
exactly.
a student.
They don't need the exposure.
Exactly.
They don't need
they're
it.
I'm so
at that
sick
level?
Of, like, artists not getting paid what we deserve to be paid.
Right.
We're
mostly
working
dancers.
As hard as everyone else.
It's no harder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just the artists, because Eminem and Dr. Dre, they are getting paid millions.
Of course.
Millions.
And
of course.
It's the dancers. In this one, it's the dancers.
They're
mm-hmm. getting shafted.
Yeah.
And
that's just unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
At that level,
it's
unacceptable.
Disgusting.
And it's a disrespect mm-hmm. to those artists that sacrificed and trained for so long. Mm-hmm. And
they've already, I'm guessing, done hundreds of jobs for exposure.
For exposure.
At what point in your dancing career do you get to be, like, legitimized and paid for, like, what you do?
Right.
Like,
you do the same of if no more work, all the athletes that are going to be there.
Absolutely.
Right.
Artists.
Exactly.
All, everybody. Like,
absolutely.
It's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
How you are not going to
yeah.
give these a proper budget?
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is not your regular concert that you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, Bruno Mars here mm-hmm. in town.
No. Mm-hmm.
Because that one will be, okay, he doesn't need to pay them extremely good wages, but he should still pay good wages.
I'm sure.
Exactly. Absolutely.
This is one of the most watched events in America.
It's
exactly.
the wealthiest. I mean,
exactly.
just look at the trailer.
Just look at the trailer.
If you look at the trailer, that thing had to have cost millions.
At least
exactly.
$2 million.
Millions.
At least.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, if you're good enough to be hired as a dancer for the
Super Bowl,
then you already have had exposure. You don't need
right, exactly.
more exposure.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
already at that level. You're the creme de la creme. If you got the job, you should be getting paid
mm-hmm.
adequate
mm-hmm.
money.
Yeah. It's insane. You know,
that's insane.
How much money they spend in a commercial for the Super Bowl? I think it's around $2 million.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So how you cannot spend one commercial, $1 million to pay the dancers?
Pay the dancers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A fair wage. Uh-huh. Food. Transportation, every single hour, even bonuses, like they deserve it. They are making your show better.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the thing I wanted to bring up. Like, these five artists are just like incredible. But I'm sorry, Eminem doesn't dance.
Right.
I don't think Dr. Dre dances.
No,
I don't really think any of them dance. Maybe Mary does. I'm not sure.
Right.
But like, the thing is like, all of these people, their music is incredible. But in my opinion, to do a Super Bowl halftime show, they need the dancers to make a show. Otherwise, it's just some dude rapping on a stage. I mean, it's not some dude because it's Dr. Dre, but you get what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes your show to another level.
This is really what LA Times put. Mm-hmm. This is way bigger than the Super Bowl. This is another example of the systematic problem in the dance industry, where we feel we are bullied to pony up by participating for exposure only, or face being blacklisted if we speak out.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
It's just disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful.
It's just so disrespectful. Yeah. It really is.
I mean, we put the same, like, I keep saying we, because, like,
we're all dancers.
So this hits home.
This hits home for us. This is our bread and butter. Like, this is what makes, you know, gives us our living. And so, again, that's just unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. For exposure to, no.
No, they have the money. If they didn't have the money, I would be like, okay, I understand. Yeah. Maybe this is going to be a show that later is going to give you that.
Yeah. Exactly. But we're talking about the Super Bowl.
We're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
People making $2 million in 1 hour.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Come exactly. It doesn't add up. It really doesn't add up.
It's crazy. It's not like the local high school that needs you to do
that's what I'm saying.
Like a charity trade.
Exactly.
And it's like, they pay the football players. If the football players didn't get paid, they wouldn't show up.
There you go.
They're just taking advantage of the fact that, like, most dancers will show up even when they have to do stuff for free. And it's time to change that, honestly.
Now.
I hope that all this, like, attention, like, will change things for sure. On another note,
we want to congratulate Priyanka and Nick Jonas on their first baby via surrogate. It's so funny because we had watched their roast not too long ago.
Yeah.
And remember when she mentioned, I took a screenshot, guys, so give me a second. We are the only couple who doesn't have kids yet, which is why I'm excited to make this announcement. And remember, he was just like, and then she's like, Nick and I are expecting to get drunk tonight and sleep in tomorrow. Remember the roast, guys?
Yeah, that was so funny.
So I think that was like low-key her announcement right there. And none of us, you know, really put two and two together. But we're very happy for them. Mm-hmm. It's so nice that they kept this private because they're very public people. They're very successful people. Mm-hmm. They're in everything. And so to keep that to themselves, it's nice. Because at the end of the day, they're regular human beings that want to have a family.
A blonde question. But when you have a baby via surrogate, does that mean it's the mom's egg and the dad's?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like it's your
baby. It's full.
It's someone just being a vessel. I don't want to say that. But they're like literally carrying the baby.
They're just being the oven. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. But it's fully your baby. No, it's fully your baby. It is fully your baby.
Okay.
Yes. It's amazing.
Awesome.
And you know what's so funny? All the Joe Bros have daughters. I have a feeling they planned this, and like years from now, they're all gonna, like, the girls are gonna make a girl band. Like, watch this happen, guys. Oh, like, in the next 20 years,
awesome.
Like, the girls, the cousins, all become a girl band.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be so cute.
The legacy Jonas continues. Sisters.
The legacy continues. Like, that'd be hilarious. I don't know. Watch out. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
That's actually a cute idea.
It is very cute. How do you guys feel about the...
Surrogacy?
Yeah, I don't want to pronounce it.
Surrogacy, I mean, if you have the money,
go for it.
For you not to have the pain, the contractions, the hormonal imbalance, to avoid all that pain, sign me up, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Sign me up.
But at the same time, I don't know, because I'm never going to have the feeling.
Right.
But don't you want to miss the feeling of being pregnant?
I was just
going
to say
pregnant?
That. Part of me is like, but I would want to carry.
Have that connection with your child.
There was actually
there was actually an episode way back with Kim and having her first child via surrogacy, Chicago. And she was like, I was very hesitant because I really thought I wasn't going to have that same connection like as I have with my other two that I had naturally. Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest question that a lot of mothers have. But honestly, it's your child. Once you see your child, you're going to automatically have the connection. Again, when you carry your child, it's different. Experience, of course, you're carrying yourself. You're going to, but at the end of the day, it's your child.
I think they can. I thought I've also heard like you can. Obviously, they probably don't all do this, but I think like if you have a very like close relationship with the surrogate, you can do like bonding things where like you know like you can do a session where you like have your hand on the stomach or like do stuff like that to like help emotionally bond. Even though the baby is not in your stomach.
Exactly.
My guess with her maybe is because she's like, is she 39 or 40?
But she's also, these people are so busy that they are not doing it because they don't have the time for do it. They don't want to do it. They just don't have the time. They have to keep producing.
It could be that, but it could also be like, they do say sometimes, like, you know, you when you hit like the 40 range, it can be harder. So like it could be for that. It could just be because, you know, she wants to keep her movie star bod. Like,
right.
you know,
right,
like,
right, we don't right. know, we don't know,
you know, who right. knows, but props to them. I think it would be so hard as the surrogate mother to not be like bragging about it.
Right?
Like, I'm carrying Jonas' baby.
Right, exactly.
No, usually those people have so many non-disclosure. Yeah.
No, they totally do, but
I think inside your mind, you would always be internally
like,
screaming,
I'm lucky.
I got pregnant and baby Jonas.
exactly, but hey.
I mean, I still don't know. I still want to know who Cristiano Ronaldo mom is, like the his first son.
I heard it was a server in a restaurant.
Same in New York City.
But like I don't think we'll ever find out.
No, never.
That will be a biggest mystery.
Yeah.
But you know,
but that's what makes it exciting.
I know.
We don't know.
Who is it?
Someday we'll find out. Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. No. Yeah.
Interesting. Right. Interesting. You wanted to share something with us, guys. What was the next topic we had?
Did you want to talk about this scientific thing, or do you want to do the other thing we discussed?
Okay.
It sounds so secretive.
Go for it.
So some of you may or may not know that very recently, there was the first human to ever receive a genetically modified pig heart. So the man, his name is David.
A pig heart?
Yes.
Oh,
so
right.
Like successfully done pig transplant, like so a pig heart in a human body. So the guy's name is David Bennett Jr. I think he's 57.
Young. 57.
But I could be wrong about my age.
Okay.
But I think that's what I read earlier. But he has a terminal heart disease, and he actually couldn't qualify to go on the waiting list for a heart. So I guess the waiting list for a human heart in just the United States alone, there's around 106,000 people who need a heart.
Insane.
Wow.
And like, really sad, like around 17 people die every single day waiting for a heart. So he wasn't even on the waiting list of the 106,000 people because the reason for that is like he had a really bad like history of like medical like history of not going to the doctor, not taking his prescription.
Wasn't he also
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I read your mind.
Okay, I was just going to
So he couldn't be on there for that, and so the doctor was like, you're basically at death's door. Do you want to try this extremely controversial experimental surgery where we're going to put a pig heart in you? And he was like, what do I have to lose? So he did it, and it was successful. And then to make the story even more crazy, this woman heard about what happened with this man receiving this heart. And she's like, that's so messed up. This guy actually stabbed my brother 7 times in 1988 and paralyzed her brother, like, for life.
That is insane.
Yeah, and so then she was saying, like, it's really making me and my family upset that he's, like, being, like, exalted as being this pioneer for, like, medical, like, advancement. And meanwhile, she was like, "What? Why does he get a second chance? Like a second chance at life?" Oh so it brings up all this like ethical stuff.
That went 180.
Yeah, but like I guess medically, like the medical law, it doesn't. You can qualify for a heart even if you're a criminal. They don't. Judge against that. So it was actually what they care about is that like you prove that you are gonna treat your new heart well because there's so many people that need a heart.
Exactly.
So that's leading
me. They're always gonna give it to young and healthy candidates.
Because I understand the woman having that problem because she has relation with him on a first-to-first basis, right? Because she knew him, she knew the damage he committed. Mm-hmm. But let's think about it at the scientific side of it. Mm-hmm. You, as a normal person, having heart problems, you are not going to go to the doctor and be like, yes, I want to be the first one to be... Mm-hmm. I'll be the experiment. Yes, some people will do because regardless, they're going to die.
Yeah.
But I feel like because this guy has all these things being prosecuted and everything, even if he dies, it's not like... Okay, he deserved what he needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think she cared less about, for her, it was personal, like you said. She cared less about, like, how do I say it? What she was upset about was her brother's life was cut short by him being a bad person for stabbing him and kind of ruining his life, honestly. Right, and that, like, even though he, like, he was at death's door, like, she's just like, why does he get a second chance? I don't know. It's very interesting, but you know, I mean, it all that happened a long time ago, and again, he didn't take a human heart from anyone, and he, you know, he did take the first leap into this like new thing.
Because if it doesn't work, you die.
Right. Like so there's your punishment, right? And if he lives, then maybe that can all the 100,000 other people who need a heart can get it with a pig too.
Now the question is. God forbid you would ever be in that situation. Would you receive a pig's heart? Would you go through that? Would you follow through
like
with that?
If I was already going to die and I couldn't get the human heart, I would do it.
You would do it. You would do
you
it.
You have nothing left
you have
to
nothing
lose.
Else to do.
I mean, that's a good way to put it. But it's just strange.
It's just strange. It is weird. Keep
it's
in mind,
really
it's
strange.
A genetically modified pig, heart. Pig heart. So it's not just like...
A pig heart.
No,
the
bacon
in the
literally.
Front yard. But then this, again, ties into another crazy story, which is a lot more tragic. But there's another guy in Boston who is only 31 years old. And yesterday
he was denied
a human heart transplant. He was next in line on the list. Okay. And the hospital denied him because he doesn't have his COVID vaccine.
Wow.
Of course, this is causing controversy, but, like, there's two sides to the story. Essentially, the hospital, like, legally has this right. And according to their statement, basically, again, it goes back to this, like, if you receive one of those much-needed human hearts, like, you have to be a viable person to take it. And so after you have the transplant surgery, your immune system is so weak that if you get a common cold, like you're done.
Right.
And so they're not willing to give a heart when there's all these other people that need it. If there's a chance that you could get COVID or a cold or whatever.
Right. It kind of makes the whole procedure like, was it even worth it?
But
then
the like the guy is saying that the reason he didn't want to get it was because he is afraid of getting, some inflammation in the heart, I believe, which is like a side effect of the COVID vaccine, although they say that it's like a really rare and sometimes temporary thing. But the doctors are just saying like that's how it is. And it's really sad because he's 31 and he has two kids and a wife, and two kids and a baby on the way.
It's just so tragic.
And so, I mean,
that
it's
is
just
so sad.
So sad.
It's really sad.
It's so sad and so controversial, and it's so sad that it becomes political.
Because
it shouldn't be, you know?
It shouldn't be.
It should just be like, oh, either get it or don't get it, but this is what's going to save your life or not.
Right.
No, like, because you're going to get it, you're going to get a chip or something, you know?
Yeah.
All these crazy things. It's like, come on, like, no.
No,
But I guess, like, at the end of the day, they just have to weigh it, because, like, the next person in line, like, maybe does... have the vaccine or whatever. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so then it's like, do we give it to the guy who might not make it mm-hmm. or do we give it to the guy who will make it? Yeah. And so...
Oh,
wow. So hard. Oh,
I'm just glad I'm not, like, a doctor or something.
Right.
But, I mean, just sending prayers and positive thoughts that guy's way, yes. and hopefully something good will happen.
Will come out of it. Yes. But thinking about these whole big DNA things, have you guys seen when people can grow an ear?
What?
I saw it once in a show or something.
Ear.
Yeah, like because the cartilage. I don't know how to call it in English.
Cartilage.
You can replicate it, and then it just grows up like a full
so
ear.
So do you start listening? Like
no.
You're like hello. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
No, it's like then they cut it out and then they replace it. But it's insane.
That's
they can
weird,
do so many
cool.
crazy shit.
That's
right now.
So crazy.
What? That's so insane. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I was also hearing something. One of these companies, it's kind of like Moderna or something like mm-hmm. that they were working on an aging thing, and like they were so close, but the valuation of the company went to the sky mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. if they do it, they literally can make you look young forever.
Wow.
So wow. Sign me up.
I'm the first in line.
That's what I mean.
List.
So they knew that the second this thing goes up.
Oh, forget
that's
it.
It.
Oh, forget
that's
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's insane what they're going to do in the next. Well, that's if crazy. We have a word to live. But that's another topic. Let's
that's
go.
For another
We're going
topic.
Dark here. We're going dark. We need to get some good vibes going again.
All right. I can definitely change the mood. there's this guy in North Carolina. He won the Mega Millions. Congratulations, $4 million. And guess how guess how he won it? He got the numbers of the back of his fortune cookie, used those numbers, and won the jackpot.
Who would have thought?
It was meant to be. It was meant to be. Those lucky numbers, ladies and gentlemen, don't throw them out and use them. You'll never know. It could be you next time.
What are the odds?
What are the odds?
It's That's insane. What makes what you believe odds? In like luck.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Just when you lose faith, like you hear a story like that, and you're like, it's true.
I gotta eat Chinese more often.
Yeah.
I mean, $4 million. After tax, you still get 2.2 probably, but still.
Wow. Your life has changed. Yeah. Your life has changed. Your life has changed.
No.
Yeah. Even if we get 100K, it's gonna be like.
Exactly.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Crazy. Isn't that amazing?
It's like, oh, yeah, I got a cookie. I'm going to go these numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got one and I throw the little paper out. I'm like,
exactly.
All
right,
done.
Like, yes, they say your luck will be better in the next year.
I know. I'm like, trash.
I feel like everyone's going to like go buy fortune cookies now.
No. Yeah, honestly.
Go to your local Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. Yes. They're going to be sold out of like, the fortune cookies.
On another note, this was a weird story that happened this week. In a random community in Texas, a Texas woman was arrested for attempting to buy a child at Walmart. Okay,
what the hell?
Let me explain.
Yeah, explain.
Is there a way to explain?
Let me explain. A Texas woman offered $500,000 to another woman at Walmart to exchange her child while standing at line at the self-checkout line.
Wait, to exchange her child?
Yes, in exchange for her child. She insisted $500,000 to the woman and was like, here, I want to this like have an exchange, like your child, this money.
Like, wait, she wanted to take the other woman's child.
Correct.
Okay, I thought you were saying she was trying to sell her child to Walmart.
No. No. Yeah.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
You were confused.
See,
too,
I was confused. Too.
No.
She was trying to buy the baby.
No.
She was trying to
this
buy.
This must have been
a
good-looking baby.
I know, like.
At first, the woman in line was like laughing it out, like, oh, as a joke, like, oh,
yeah,
I guess
cute.
my child,
anyone would laugh this
out, because like, oh, you know, my child's cute, of course, as a
you
mother.
You might have some like twisted humor, but ha ha.
But then, no, this woman was being dead ass, like. Like, let me pay you. And was like, and then the woman, of course, got frightened. And this woman was later arrested by the
Wait, I have to pause you. Like, did she pull out, like, a wad of cash? Like,
I don't know.
Do you accept debit cards?
No, I don't know. Those details weren't said.
Wow.
But,
That is...
First of all, why would you want to buy a child that's not yours?
Why don't you just adopt
a child? That's the first thing. Yes,
adopt.
At a Walmart.
It would happen at a Walmart.
It's those Walmarts.
The place where you get children and you die. It's great.
It's those Walmarts.
She probably cannot adopt because she's psycho or something. Yeah. If she can do something like this. Even though you have the money to do it, it doesn't mean you are the right person to do it.
Yeah. Bingo. And she maybe not. She might not have even had the $500,000 either. Yeah, exactly. She could be in another planet.
That could be also too.
True.
That being said, props to her at the same time for not just like abducting a child, kidnapping. At least she asked. Like, it could be worse.
It could be worse.
She could have just snatched that baby and ran.
True.
You know?
Very true. Anyways.
She asked and she offered
Watch
to pay.
Your babies at Walmart, guys. Keep them close to y'all.
Yeah. Keep them on their leashes.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. It's insane. It's insane.
I'm like...
Yeah.
Can you imagine when that baby grows up and like they bring their like partner over for dinner and like the parents are like, "Ha, remember when that lady tried to buy you for $500,000?"
Insane.
The Christmas stories you would get out of that.
Insane.
Literally crazy,
yeah. Right? Crazy. Now, on another controversial topic. If we have viewers that are familiar with TikTok, go follow us, by the way. There's these famous TikTokers, you might know them, Jack and Sienna, Jack from the Hype House. It's so big. It's been going on for the past like 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So brief recap. Jack and Sienna were both, actually they knew each other before TikTok. They were
famous.
Yes. They knew of each other. And so Jack, once he started TikTok and got into the Hype House, making content, whatever, Sienna later goes, you know, later joins TikTok and becomes famous herself, big herself. And so the filming of behind the scenes of the Netflix...
The Hype Show
starts filming last year. And so people naturally assume that Sienna and Jack were a couple, actually.
Yeah,
they
like
would always do videos
They would
together.
Always do videos like a couple. They would look like a couple.
Yeah. So. And so people were just convinced, oh, they're a cute couple. Mm-hmm. They're just a TikTok couple. And so later on, a fast forward, at this couple days ago, Jack comes out with what Sienna did to me. And so...
Well, I think prior to that, there was like things of like... She came out with the video, and then that's why he came out with that video specifically.
Yes. It's true.
Wait, so what was her video about?
Not claiming that she did any of...
Like, it was like, I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything to him.
He's making all of this up. Like, mm-hmm. I thought you said
that she made the video first, though.
She made the video first.
Because people were saying it, but nobody had.
Right.
Recap.
Like, I'm confused.
A video leaked out one night when he was, like, sitting on a couch and apparently, like, sleeping, and she was, like,
taking advantage of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, there were so many things like, everyone thought they were dating. So it's like, what's the problem? Like, they're dating. Like, it's okay if they touch each other. Yeah. And then that's when it all started. And then, I don't know. It was just crazy.
So in the video, you cannot see shit.
It's horrible. It's like,
quality.
All blry. You can't see. You don't notice things.
And it's very fast, like we just said
in the beginning of when we first saw them on TikTok, everyone thought they were.
Together, right?
Like, so didn't they even sometimes like make out in their TikTok videos, like kiss and stuff?
Sienna and Jack claimed that they would share a kiss, but other than that, it was nothing more. They were just friends, really good and close friends.
I'm sorry, but I don't make out with my friends.
That's what I just, no, you don't. You don't.
Right?
You guys want to make out?
There you go. Right? So, okay.
The thing
that makes this a big deal is that Jack waited until Sienna turned 18 to post this video 8 months later. So that she can get charged
as an adult.
Now, Sienna claims that he only liked her when he needed views and likes and followers. She addresses the fact that she's still learning from her mistakes and going to therapy while simultaneously uploading a dance video on YouTube and making statements like, I'm not apologizing for anything that I didn't do, and she wants this madness to end. Jack, on the other hand, is being very vulnerable about his experience with Sienna, and he's expressing his pain. We don't condone sexual abuse here, or any type of abuse here, but there's always two sides of a story. There's always, and they're very young. So this was what makes this topic very, very confusing. She's lost thousands upon thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. She's the target here.
Right.
She's the enemy. She's the abuser here. Mm-hmm. And she makes her look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She feels like she's been used. And he feels like he feels like he's been used as well.
Been used, yeah.
So it's just very toxic.
Well, you said that because I read that really long letter that she recently posted, and I watched his video.
Right.
That's all I know. Like, I haven't seen, I'm not on TikTok. I haven't, except for our podcast, I haven't followed any of the story. So I'm kind of like completely in the dark about it, except for like what I've heard from you guys and reading those two things and watching that video.
Mm-hmm.
But you said that he waited for her to be 18 to press charges, but I thought in her letter she said, like, so far, like, he doesn't have any lawyers involved, he hasn't pressed charges. I swear I thought I read that, so now I'm confused. Like, is he actually pressing charges?
Yes, now he is.
And
but she did this when she was a minor, so he waited until she was 18 to, like,
to bring this to light.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so confusing. It's... Because you see her side, you see his side, and then, like, I don't know, there was, like, this thing. It was, like, she took off, like, my clothes, and then it was, like, I didn't want to have sex, and I'm just, like...
In his video.
Yeah, in his video, and it's, like, when you're so young...
Let's start with the video, because here is how I went into it. We're living in a time when we really want to stand up and protect people who, like... usually haven't had a voice in whatever area it is. And so I went into it being like, okay, Ashley, like, don't let your subconscious be like, it's a guy, like, he has no right to, like, claim sexual abuse or anything. Like, that's how I went into it. I was like, I'm not just gonna go for the girl because, like, I'm a girl.
Right.
Like, you know?
Naturally.
Like,
yeah.
Even telling myself that and everything, like, and from not knowing, like, from not having followed them forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he had jump cuts, like, right away, like, in his video.
His edits.
In his first, like, two sentences, and to me, like, if you're telling the truth about something or you're, like, genuinely feeling a certain way, you wouldn't need to edit every other word that you say.
True.
That really, like, immediately I was like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
To me, it screams fake, because I'm not saying he wasn't whatever he was, but... if you have to put a video about your raw feelings and how you feel, why would you have to cut it?
Yeah, it should be raw.
It's cut during the full video. I couldn't even finish it because I was like, the first 2 seconds, I remember that I was going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
I played it, 2 seconds, I was like, this is fake. Why would you have to cut a video about you being vulnerable, about you hearing...
Being hurt.
Yeah.
It's fake. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but whatever. I don't believe you. I think it's bullshit.
Right. It's interesting.
Like, I don't want to
think
anybody's
right.
And
then I feel like he lacked emotion, and I know some people are very good at being detached, so I'm not saying that, like, he doesn't feel pain, because he very well could. But, like, if you're just watching it, like, as a random person, like, I didn't feel... like, he didn't look upset. He didn't. His voice didn't change the tone of voice. Like, nothing to me indicated. Like, it sounded to me like he was talking about what he ate for dinner, like, honestly.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, kept repeating the same things over and over. And then just, like, my final take on it at the end of the day was just, like, regardless of what happened, like, if this really did happen, then why are you guys talking about it over TikTok, on social media? You guys should be handling this privately with lawyers. And I think that's another thing that takes out the realness for me, because I'm like, if this is a real problem thing, then why are you airing your dirty laundry for everyone to see? It's nobody's business.
Yeah, if you are so hurt and you are so, how do you say, this takes away from the real people who are being raped, from the real people who are being sexual assaulted.
Because
I mean, if a girl is doing something like that, she's gonna be so shy because she feels like somebody else is taking that away from her, taking her power or something. And then she was like, I don't know, I don't believe anything he was saying.
I was saying,
again, you know, something might have happened between them. I don't know. They were also kids.
Right.
They were kids. Like, and by the extent, people are treating her like she was the worst, how do you say, the biggest raper of the world. She's being categorized as what is his name? Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Epstein, who actually raped probably millions of girls.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you putting these two people at the same time? She was probably not even touching him, by all we know. Why is this guy passing out when he's not even 18? What's he doing? Drugs to be hallucinating? He hallucinated somebody was touching him? I mean, to be honest, I don't know. It's taking away from the real problems.
I don't know, guys. What do you think? Leave your comments below about this situation. It's very conflicting. It's huge. It happened 3 days ago. There's a lot of mixed emotions about this. I mean, there's a lot of people rooting for Jack. A lot. And Sienna is the bad guy in the story. At the end of the day, the real talk is, if you're ever going through any type of abuse, sexual, emotional, verbal, any type of abuse, never feel ashamed of it and never feel that you're ever going through this alone. Seek help. Always go talk to anybody, even if it's someone that you don't know. If you feel more comfortable, get that help. So that's, at the end of the day, let's end with that. This is for any of our viewers that you're listening. You're never alone. Go get that help.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
On a different note,
yes.
What was something else that we wanted to mention to our viewers today?
Do we want to talk about the Kim K sex tape, or are we over Kim K?
We mention her quite a few times.
We
do.
We talk about her every episode. Now I feel like I have to bring it up because I just said
you
it.
You said it.
Let's just do it, guys.
Okay, I'll try to say it as fast as I can. So Kanye West has since done an interview in which he claimed that at one point Kim K had a part two of her sex tape that was in the possession of Ray J. Well, actually, it was Ray J's manager. I think his name is Whack 100 or something. So,
Whack 100.
So, I think I should just, I wrote it down. Let me just make sure that that's, what his name is.
Yeah, let's see.
Whack 100. So, the former manager of Ray J, he reached out to Kanye and said, dude, I got part two of your wifey's sex tape. If you want it, consider it a gift from me. So Kanye said that he took a red eye to go pick up the laptop from WAC 100. And apparently WAC 100 said, we'd love for you to have it. It'd be a great personal private NFT. Ha ha ha. He literally said that.
No.
But anyways, Kim's attorney has denied all of these allegations. There, according to Kim and her attorney, there is no part two. Kanye is just saying this. Again, don't know who to believe. Right. But it's just like, when are we going to see the end of the sex tape scandal?
Part one or part
and
two?
Also,
I mean, does
like
that matter
Kanye
at this point?
Kanye keeps saying
Jeez.
He wants Kim back, but then he does shit like that.
Right.
And I'm like, sorry,
yeah,
but that's
right.
not going to get
that's
your girl
yeah.
back.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Anyways, that's that.
No, that reminded me of a segment that I watched Andy Cohen in the Bravo show. And Andy asked Kim, what is the most embarrassing thing that you have to mention to your kids or talk about with your kids? And she jokingly said, well, everybody knows mine. And obviously referring to why she even got famous.
Yep.
And so she just said, like, listen, I have to just be honest with them and tell them how it is. I mean, what else am I going to do? But this is the thing. At that moment in time, she never thought that she was going to have a family and have to explain this to her kids. That's embarrassing. That's really embarrassing.
The story is don't record your sex acts and that's, always ask for consent.
That's the moral of the story, guys. Well, on a different
the thing is that you never know if the guy is recording you without you knowing.
Without you knowing. Yeah. True.
Or the girl, I mean, in this day and age, you don't know who has a camera in the middle of. And right now, the cameras are also so good and so small.
Yeah, you could put it in a teddy bear. And you no
can
one
put
know.
Not even in a teddy bear. You can put it in the middle and you're never going to know that it's there.
Yeah,
that's so creepy.
It's creepy.
So creepy.
It's I don't know about that.
So crazy. Insane, so insane. Crazy. Oh, this is actually exciting news, guys. This is actually exciting news. I'm telling you, we're all over the place today. I mean, there's so much has happened. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But first look of Sofia Vergara as Griselda Blanco in this Netflix series that she's been working on for 8 years, guys. She's also executive producer of this project. Oh, okay. So she's, you know, pouring in front of the lens and behind the lens. There you go. A little backstory on Miss Blanco, first woman to become billionaire with the Medellin cartel, infamous for her role with narcotics. So when we saw the picture with Sofia, she had a lot of prosthetics. It's a new look for her. She has the nose, the neck. Unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable. Yeah. Unrecognizable.
Uh-huh. It's so nice to see her in a different role, in a dark and serious role. We're so used to Modern Family, Sofia Vergara.
No, portraying the Dom Colombia.
Exactly. Yeah.
So with the prosthetics, is she still attractive? She just looks different.
No.
So because I don't know what Griselda Blanco looks like.
If you see her,
so.
You're gonna be like. Is that Sofia Vergara?
It doesn't look
so
like her.
So it's kind of like when Charlize Theron did Monster. Like, they totally changed the way she looked. And she won the Academy Award or Oscar or something for her role. Maybe this is going to be her award-winning moment.
Maybe.
You know?
This is it.
It looks insane.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Happy Halloween, everybody. I love that line from Modern Family.
The cast is a full Latino cast representation. We love it. Like I said, 8 years in the making. It's 6 episodes. The release date hasn't been announced just yet. They're thinking late 2022 or early 2023. But we're excited to see her. We're excited to see her as a, you know, as an artist, her versatility and how she can play this role.
Well, and Miss Blanco was not a very nice lady, was she?
Nope, I can tell you that much.
Very, very criminal.
Yes, exactly. That would be very interesting to see her in a dark role like that. So
exciting.
We're excited.
I'm
we're
ready.
Excited for that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two little tiny things. I have two little things that are separated into things about, like a fun fact and things about the day.
Okay, yes.
You know, so we have thought of the date. And it's a little quote from Albert Einstein. And it says, anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new.
Oh, that's good.
That's a really good one.
That is clever.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's clever.
Let's go for the random fact of the day.
Yeah, let's hear this.
When he was 17, Elon Musk lived off $1 a day for a month to see if he would ever be able to make it as an entrepreneur.
But what did he eat?
He lived on $1 a day?
$1 a day.
Was it ramen?
Maybe. He was 17. $1.
Ramen's gas.
What, 30 years ago? $1 probably was a little bit more. Wow.
Probably
right
also
now.
He maybe was living at home still. Because
yeah, who knows?
I don't know what you would eat for $1 a day.
But still, you know, it's kind of like the thing that when you are creating your own business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes.
It takes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this one is kind of like a little bit of interaction. So, if there is a place that you have been to, I'm having such a hard time reading this.
Mm-hmm. No, you're good. You're good. Take your time.
Okay. Is there a place you have been to you never want to go again?
Is there a place I've been to that I never want to go again?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Immediately can think of two.
Really? Say.
Please share.
My sister and I went to Vegas and we drove. And I can't remember why we had a U-Haul. I think we were moving her husband's stuff from like boot camp or something back to Oregon, but we stopped in Vegas and that part was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I don't know if you've ever driven through Nevada, but there's some like
nothingness.
Like, there's like nothing, and it's just like grassy, brown,
deserted. Deserted.
Like, you don't see anyone or anything. Wow. And then there's these random like little villages. Like, I don't, you can't mm-hmm. even call it like a town.
You
like,
can.
It'll just be like a place where there's like
ghost town.
Yeah, it's like literally a ghost town. And I hate clowns like so much. They freak me out so much. And for some reason, one of these little village places, there was not a single soul. There was like an empty gas station and like two houses that looked like they were abandoned. And then there was a hotel and it was like clown themed. Everything was clowns. And I looked around me and I was like, there's no one. I see no one. All I see is clowns in the middle of nowhere. I was just freaking out. And then, of course, I was like, this is like a horror movie. Like, what if the car stops? What if we get stuck here? I was like, this is like Saw 10. Like, no. Anyways, I never want to go there.
Never want to go there. Never wow, ever. Clowns. No. You're scared of clowns.
So that's
sounds scary. That sounds, ooh.
Do you guys have any place?
The first thing that came to my mind is this is actually comical. This is way back in the day. It's like around 11 years old. And I did a summer intensive, like a summer camp in Orlando, Florida. And so one weekend, my parents and my sister came to visit me. And we wanted to go out to eat. And so we went to this random...
Okay, yeah, this story is hilarious.
It's comical. But I don't want to go back there. And you'll hear why. So we order food in this random place, and it was pretty late, so it was like the only thing open, to be quite honest with you. And so we order, right? And it wasn't until after we order that we're literally looking at what we're ordering, and we're like, you know what, this doesn't look appetizing. This doesn't look good at all. Have you ever been through that embarrassment in your life where you order the food and then you second guess what the heck you're ordering? So we're in the cashier, about to pay, because we ordered. It wasn't like one dish. No, we're ordering.
Like a family of these.
Kind of place?
You go up to the counter. But it wasn't until we're like, shoot, this don't look too good. I don't think I'm going to eat this. The embarrassment. So one by one, this is how it starts. My mom's like, you know what? I forgot something in the car. Let me go back.
I go with my mom.
And so my sister joins her. And I said, what the hell's going on? And so my dad was like, you know what? Let me see. I think your mom needs my help. Let me go. And then it's my turn, right? I'm like, oh, this is how we're going to do it now.
They left you in the dust.
Yes. My old parents did this to me. And so I was like, you know what? I'm a kid. Let me go with my family. And we're gonna be right back. And those poor people serving the food, getting the things together.
So sad.
And the embarrassment that we
all you see is just a car drive by.
I don't know where this is located.
Did you guys pay for this? Oh my God, that's so scandalous.
Those people are like packing that up.
What kind of food was it? Jesus. It's like pork liver or something?
I don't know.
To this day,
I've blocked that out of my mind because we drove so fast. So I never want to go back to that corner, that street of that restaurant ever in my life. The embarrassment that we went through as a family. Don't do that guys.
That is so bad.
Don't do that. I'm sure we're not the only people that have ever done that, but that was embarrassing. Mm-mm, don't do that, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
How embarrassing. So funny. Never
it must
go
have
there.
Looked some foulness.
Yeah. I don't know. For us to have done that, that's crazy.
So
you know it's bad. You know it's bad. When you second guess, you know it's bad.
That's right.
Crazy.
Any spots that you think you want
to
go back?
I don't know. I've been trying to think of a place, but like something that came to my mind was maybe Minnesota.
Minnesota!
But when I think about it, I'm like, it probably because I didn't love it because it was so freaking cold.
It's no joke.
I feel like I probably will go again to try to see it. Maybe if it's a different experience.
Right.
Go in the summer.
So I don't know if it's really valid, you know, to say that I will never go there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know why I cannot think of a place. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know, like on the spot.
Yes.
I can think of so many places.
Really?
So many. Like, so I remember this hotel in California. My cousin and I were doing a road trip. And, like, we were on a budget.
I know what
But we
mean,
weren't
yeah.
really that cheap. I think it was just, like, we were exhausted. We had driven, like, 10 hours or something.
Oh,
and, like, we found this, like, random hole-in-the-wall hotel. And, like, it literally was, quote, a hole in the wall. Like, when we get in the room, there was, like, holes in the wall.
No.
And there was stuff with toilet paper. Oof. The toilet didn't flush. It had somebody else's... sink faucet, like when you turn it on, brown water came out.
No.
I like picked up the corner of the bed and I saw like hair and we ended up sleeping in the car. We were like, no
of
way,
course. Of course,
no way in hell am I staying in this hotel room. No way in hell.
Oh my gosh,
that's hilarious.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
that is
terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Gosh.
I have so many. It'll take hours telling all of my stories.
I can tell, yeah. For me, so hard. I feel like now that you say that, I feel like the only place that maybe we will never go is that hotel we also went in Portland.
Oh, God, yeah. That place.
One night we got to Portland so late because I think our plane got delayed or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We had to sleep there. Like, there was no way we were going to drive back or anything.
Okay.
So... we just found this hotel because it was
the
only thing open.
No, I know. I was just thinking.
You guys. Have you guys stayed there?
I was going to say it. Go,
just say
go,
it.
Go,
just
go.
Say it. Only thing open in the middle of the night. We went back there. We knocked into the... what is it called?
The hotel lobby.
Yeah, the hotel lobby. Nobody was there.
No.
For like,
we
what,
were like hello?
40 minutes. We were
hello?
Like, hello.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
Then somebody finally came and they were like, okay, we have this room, whatever. So then we are back walking to our room and then I see kind of like something running.
Running.
And I was like,
on 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that is a mouse.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Rodents? Rodents? That's where I draw the line.
We kept going. I was like, yep.
That's where I draw the line, ladies and gentlemen.
We needed to sleep.
Rodents.
Thank God it was in the second floor and everything, so it was okay. Nothing was inside, but you can tell that place.
It still wasn't as bad as the place I stayed in California.
Yes.
No, that's bad.
It still wasn't.
This one's not that long ago, actually. Yeah, not that
long ago.
So we took a trip to New York.
Our family, right?
You know... prior to the trip, my mom is, like, super picky about, like, hotels. Like, she likes it, like, clean and whatnot. So,
five
you know,
stars and above.
She picks this hotel and 5 stars, Chelsea, perfect. Let's go.
New York.
We go. We get there. We arrive.
Yeah.
The second we, like, step foot, it's, like, how was it?
That place stank. I said, are we even the right place? Because I kept looking up. I was like, this can't be. This
what
cannot
is, what
be.
What does it smell like?
Bootyhole.com. So bad. I was in disbelief. I said, what? And we were going to stay there for like 4 nights.
Yeah. Four of us, we were just like, We couldn't believe it.
And we were just, we could not believe it.
There was
four
like
nights.
Hair on the wall.
My mother did the biggest complaint. She was like, there's human feces
there's
on the
human
wall.
Feces. And she's like, I'm going to get sick.
This is the thing. We took a flight. We got there. None of us used the bathroom. We went out to eat. We came back to the hotel. My sister was terrified. She slept with my parents. She's like,
no,
I can't sleep
we
in
slept.
Bed.
We slept with the lights on, and I was literally like this.
Yes.
Like
we slept in the same clothes that we traveled in. That's when you know it's bad.
So you guys ended up staying there.
This is the thing. The next morning, we checked out so fast. My family and I, at 7 a.m., we were downstairs getting a cab. At 7 a.m., all 4 of us were ready. None of us had used the bathroom, by the way. We still hadn't used the bathroom, mind you. And
actually,
all 7 of us,
yeah,
all ready to go to get the hell out of there.
Did you guys get a refund?
No, actually, we forgot this part. So we saw the first room. We didn't like it. And then this guy takes us to another room, and it's just as bad
as
the one
yeah.
we were in. We're like... Sir, it's just as bad.
This is bad. This is bad.
You know it's bad when it's bad.
It's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And so we go check into this next hotel that we find gorgeous, gorgeous, great. It was an upgrade. It was great. The poor concierge felt bad for us. Because you know when check-in's like at, what's check-in? Like at 3 in the afternoon?
3, yeah.
3 in the afternoon? Like check-in? Like 3 in the afternoon? 3 to 4, yeah. Okay, it was 7 a.m.
It was 7 a.m. And we were like,
7 a.m.
We need to shower. We need to go to the bathroom.
The poor concierge felt so bad for us. She's like, there's a room ready. Go ahead. Like, she can just see it in our eyes. We had not slept. We had not used the bathroom. And we stayed. We were in bad conditions. It was bad. So that, don't do that.
But that is kind of crazy because Chelsea is a pretty good neighbor. That's
the thing. Chelsea.
Chelsea, New York.
Your voice.
After that experience, I can't look at that town ever the same.
Did it have like good reviews or good stars?
Five stars online.
It was promising.
It was so promising. Like
it was promising. We get there and it's not that.
You would think too, like hotels, like A, because of COVID, and B, because of Airbnb, is like they would be going over the top to like make people want to stay in their hotels.
It does.
They live guests. Yeah. They couldn't give more of a shit.
No.
It was traumatizing to say the least. So
it is insane how.
So the moral of the story is sleep in your car.
Stay in your house. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. Stay in your house.
Save your money.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Wow.
No.
That's terrible. Oh.
It just reminds me, one of my teachers had a house in Chelsea.
Oh, okay. Mm. Interesting.
What a beautiful apartment. It's like 4 times this apartment, but it's an open space.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's like one of the best things you could ever see.
Nice.
Wow.
All windows.
Do you think she still has it?
No, it's a man.
Okay.
Yeah. They live there.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to sell that thing ever.
It would be dumb too.
Yeah, it would be dumb too. Like, it's impossible. It's so good. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And the view, you just see everything. No. It's like,
sounds like we need to do like an episode just about hotels and apartments.
Hotels and apartments.
we're totally cool. Maybe for the next one. Or a random special one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that a wrap up, you guys?
Yes.
I think that is a wrap up. Thank you guys for joining us. Yeah. We went all over the place.
All over the place.
We really did. Yeah.
We hope you were entertained because we were.
We were. Definitely.
We could talk.
Thank you. If you make it all the way here, all
props to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Until the next time.
And as always, please don't forget to follow us, like us, share. We are in all social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, name it. We are the same thing with all the podcast platforms, Google Cast, Podcast, Amazon, Pocket Cast, everything.
Got it.
Whatever you think we are on it.
Yep.
So making it rain.
Yep, that's for sure.
So please just... support us. Thank you so much.
Until next time, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace and love.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at Nobody You Know _podcast. See you next time.